You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's Friday, January 19th, and welcome to a special bonus episode of Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Video Game Podcast. My name is John Wall, and every week I bring you the latest gaming impressions, industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek, delivered to you in 15 minutes to fit your busy life. I am happy to have you here today because on this very special episode, I'm going to be talking all about yesterday's news from the Xbox Developer Direct. And to make sure that you never miss an episode, you can subscribe to the show, which is available on all major platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. And I would greatly appreciate it if you left a review while you're there, because that helps to spread the word about the show. Also, if you'd like to chat about today's episode or talk games, you can find me on Threads and Facebook by searching for Midlife Side Quest. So, because this is a bonus episode of the show, we're going to skip all the normal stuff and jump right into the main event and talk about yesterday's big Xbox Developer Direct and everything that we learned about Xbox's upcoming lineup of games. And they kicked off the show with a look at Avowed, the upcoming first-person role-playing game from Obsidian, which is coming this fall of 2024. Now, Obsidian, they are known for Outer Worlds and many other great RPGs. And this game looks very interesting to me. If I had to describe the vibe I'm getting from this game, it would be a Skyrim light. And I don't mean that in a derogatory way or an offensive way. I think it looks quite good. It's just got a lot in common, seems to be, with Skyrim and the Elder Scrolls games, but maybe not quite as far-reaching, not quite as vast, maybe more scaled to what Outer Worlds was like. This look at the game showed off the game world first and foremost, which is, I really like the look of this game. Now, it's not the most visually detailed game. It's not like hyper realistic looking, but it's got a very cool, very colorful look to the game. Lots of bright colors, lots of purples and reds and blues and greens, and just, it's a very vibrant looking world, which I think is cool. I like that. I am always one that is more appreciative of art design than, you know, just plain raw graphical fidelity. So this, it looks quite good. They showed off the combat system, which looks like a lot of fun. You can, they say, customize all sorts of different loadouts with your weapons, which you've got guns, you've got ranged weapons, you've got spells, you've got magic wands that you can dual wield. It looks, the combat looked entertaining to me. It looked pretty decent. They also talked about, not a whole lot about the story itself. I'm still not sure what the, you know, main plot is of the game, but they talked about how there are a lot of decisions that you will make over the course of the game, and those decisions will have consequences, whether you side with one person or another. Will have ramifications on the world around you. So that is neat also. This wasn't like super high on my list of games that I was looking forward to from Xbox. But after this look, I'm definitely going to check it out this fall. It's definitely piqued my interest more than it had before. Then we got another look at Senua's Saga Hellblade 2. We have been seeing this game from Ninja Theory for a very long time. It was the first game announced for the Series X years ago now. And thankfully, now we have a release date. It is coming on May 21st. So I am very happy that it's coming this year. And I'm excited that that's just a few months away. And we're finally going to get our hands on this game. Instead of just, you know, seeing another trailer, they really did a cool deep dive into what they've done with this game, including the reworked combat system. They said it feels quite different than the original game. I thought the combat in the first game was fine. It wasn't necessarily a highlight of the game. So I'm happy that they have really worked on that system and tweaked that system. And, you know, they talked about how brutal it's going to feel and how every encounter is going to feel like, you know, life or death, like you are just barely scraping by. And what they showed off yesterday really, really, you know, captured that sense. They talked about the motion capture and the performance capture, which of course we know is going to be fantastic. They talked a little bit about the story, which has Senua going to Iceland to take on some Vikings, as well as the immersive audio experience. You know, the first game was very famous for the voices that Senua hears in her head, and how, you know, especially if you had on a pair of headphones, how incredible that felt to play that with these voices, you know, bouncing around in your ears. And they said that's going to be back, as well as the music is going to change and going to kind of go in and out and go from ear to ear, the way that the voices did in the first game. So, you know, if there's any game out there that demands to be played with a great set of headphones, it's this one. Also, a detail that came out a little bit after is that this game is going to be $50, also, of course, on Game Pass, digital only, and it is going to be a similar length to the first game, which I am 100% fine with. I thought that the first game was a good, you know, not super short, but it was just the right length for that kind of a tale, and I'm glad that they are not trying to, you know, overfill this sequel and make it twice as long or anything like that. That's not necessary. Next off, they showed a surprise game, which was a really interesting pick to show up from Squaresoft, or Square Enix, I should say, Visions of Mana, which is coming out this summer. And this is the first Mana game, I believe, to ever release on the Xbox system. Phil Spencer and Xbox have worked really hard the last couple of years to try and improve the relationship with Japanese developers, and this is a good sign. This is a encouraging development that they're making some headway here. I've never played a Mana game myself. You know, I played a lot of Final Fantasy, you know, growing up, but the Mana games, I just never checked them out. But this looks good. This looks interesting. It's colorful. It's got great looking characters. They talked a lot about the monster design, as well as the design of these creatures that called picules, I think, that you can ride around the world. There was like a big wolf bunny armadillo thing that they showed off in the trailer, but it also sounded like that there were going to be flyable mounts as well as the game in the game, and that looked really interesting. The combat looked fun, very fast paced, lots of air juggles, casting spells, melee attacks. So yeah, this piqued my interest. Like I said, I've never played a Mana game, but I may have to check this out. Interesting pick to show up here. The first time I think that they've shown a non-first party developer in one of these developer showcases. Next was Aura: History Untold from Oxide Games, and this is arriving in fall 2024 for PC and PC Game Pass. I have really no authority to comment on this game. I would say I don't play Civ style games. I don't really know. I know it looks pretty. I know it looks very detailed. I know it's got lots of cool stuff in it, from what they say, you know, historical figures and lots of historical monuments that you can build when you're creating your society. I just don't really know that much about them to comment on if this game is checking all the boxes that fans of this genre would want. But, you know, hey, you tell me. Does this look like a good Civ-style game? I don't know. And finally, they save the best for last. The one I've been really, really waiting for. Indiana Jones and the Great Circle from Machine Games, makers of Wolfenstein. And it is coming this year, 2024. Now, they didn't give a date. They didn't give a month. They didn't give a season. So I'm guessing it's going to be showing up pretty late in the year. But it's coming this year. What a surprise. I mean, it's been rumored for a while, but I never thought as 2023 wrapped up that Indiana Jones would be anywhere near this year's calendar. But we got a really, really good look at the game, and it looks really great. I gotta say, as a kid who grew up in the 80s, this is everything I want. You know, I got some slack online a week or two ago saying that to me, personally, I love Indiana Jones more than I love Star Wars, more than almost any other franchise. I just have a special place in my heart for the Indiana Jones games, movies, I should say. And this looks really, really good. They showed off 13 minutes of gameplay, which is first person. And I gotta say, my initial response was surprise, you know, granted, Machine Games is known for first-person games, but, you know, I think everyone kind of thought that this game was going to look and feel like Uncharted, but they're really kind of going in a different direction, and I don't really have a great sense either way if I prefer one or the other, but if anybody's going to pull this off right, I think it's Machine Games. I think they can do it. They showed that the cinematics as well as some of the traversal segments are going to switch to third person. So when you're climbing up a wall or something like that, and all the cinematics are going to be third person, so you can really see Indy. And Indy looks great. The character model is very obviously Harrison Ford. Looks just like him, sounds pretty good. It's Troy Baker in the role of Indiana Jones. It's young Indiana Jones because this story takes place between Raiders of the Lost Ark and The Last Crusade. So visually, they really nailed it. It looks fantastic. Indy's going to be traveling all over the world, obviously, like he does, from Egypt to the Vatican to the Himalayan mountains. All sorts of great diverse environments were shown off. There's going to be a lot of puzzles, a lot of exploration. They talked about how there will be puzzles and stuff that are off the beaten path for you to discover. So it's not just going to be completely linear, you know, going from point A to point B. There's going to be some stuff that you can veer off and find for yourself. They showed off some new characters. Gina, who is your partner in this game and is an investigative reporter, as well as some villains. Emmerich Voss, who is like the main villain, as well as a character called Locus, who is played by Tony Todd. And that looks really cool. And Marcus Brody. Marcus Brody was in it, and he looked fantastic, and it sounded just like him. I don't think that actor is still living, but they got a great sound-alike to play the role. And then they showed off, you know, the combat, the traversal, and the whip. The whip, which looks great. You can use that in combat, or you can use that for, you know, whipping up to a ledge and pulling yourself up, or swinging across, you know, big gaps. I am really, really excited for this one. It's not necessarily exactly what I was expecting out of an Indiana Jones game, but I'm very optimistic that they're going to pull this off. Everything that they showed here yesterday really looks fantastic, and I've got faith that this is going to be one of the best games of the year. So that does it for this special bonus episode. Lots of big Xbox news. I'm excited for pretty much everything they've shown. I would love to hear what you think about it. I think Xbox is going to have a very, very good year. Thank you for listening to Midlife SideQuest. I appreciate you making your time in the day for me. Don't forget, you can catch new episodes of the show every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts, and you can show your support by subscribing and leaving a review. And if you'd like to chat, look for Midlife SideQuest on Threads or Facebook. So until next week, be well and happy gaming.